Call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission for Wednesday, September 11th, 2019 to order. First off, please make sure that your cell phones are set on stun. Please take a moment and remember why September 11th is important to all of us. Look with all the gray hair everybody's been around, so keep that in mind. And then let's all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
Tom Wyszynski.
Here.
Tom Gossetti, absent. Anthony Ronis.
Here.
Derek Nimitz.
Here.
Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Baer.
Here.
LeVon Whitaker.
Present.
Boyd Baker.
Present. All right, let's do this. Approval of the minutes from August 14th, 2019. Have you had a chance to review, comment, changes, motions? What say you?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Be there none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They're out there to read along with our audio. We'll also be on the website leading into the chairman's report. It's September of 2019, 11 years since we saw what happened in 2008. Another example, if you don't take care of a man-made structure, what kind of tragic situations can happen? Never lose sight of the fact, with a lot of people that are still coming to the meetings, that were here after that event. Of the work and all of the effort that it took to make sure we get to the places that we are today and try to continue to work as a community to make sure those types of things don't happen again. It shouldn't take a tragedy for everybody to remember what it's like to live in a community with different folks looking at things in a different perspective, more so on this particular day. Why does it have to be that? I'm not really able to answer that. I don't understand it. But from the standpoint of something as straightforward and a little slice of heaven here, the watershed is encompassing quite a few folks in our community that we all work together to make sure things that happened in 2008 really don't happen again. But never lose sight of the fact that this is engineering against Mother Nature. And if we get 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket, we're going to have some challenges. But through the events of the community as a whole, we're far better prepared now than we were prior to the September of 2008. All right, enough of that. The finance report and the approval of claims, we need a motion from for these claims of September 2019, please. We need a motion. That means one of you guys need to make a motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve claims for September 2019 in the amount of $463,194.19.
Second. Motion and a second. Discussion, Mr. Repe.
Mr. Chairman, we'll go over the higher claims for this claim list, and then if there's any questions of any particular ones that I didn't hit on, I'd be happy to answer. The larger one, Hammond Sanitary District, $182,000 in the town of Highland for $42,000. Those are both reimbursements to maintain their pump stations so long as they are passing the inspection for the Army Corps. So since they both passed and they had no issues, or the issues were minor, according to our agreement with them, they get this money as a reimbursement to keep those pump stations working. Whereas in Gary, we are the ones that make sure that those are maintained, so there is no reimbursement for that area. So those are the two larger ones. $32,525 to Patrick to do the Lake Station levy. We hit on that briefly. That's still on schedule to be bid out and awarded in 2020. So that's going to be one of the larger projects that we have for next year. CNH Mowing, $23,300. We completed this third cycle now for mowing. We'll probably get just one more in before the snow falls. Yeah, I'm sorry. But so far so good as far as that's concerned, and it's now down to where it needs to be, and hopefully with this dry weather we can extend it so we can get a final cut probably sometime mid-October would be beneficial to us. Beyond that, we have our insurance, which we pay for general liability for $71,280, and to Meyer Glaros Group for $11,736 for pump stations liability, which we'll talk about at a later point after my report, for any damage that is caused to those as well. $14,000 for Vail appraisal, which we have to get all the pump stations appraised. This claim is strictly for the Gary pump station easements that we don't otherwise own ourselves outright.
Okay, I have a quick question with regards to just clarification for everybody in the public having to do with the payment to the Hammond Sanitary District for the maintenance of the pump stations in the town of Highland. That's an annual payment, correct?
That's annual payment so long as they pass the inspections.
And how many pump stations? It's like 14.
There's
14 grand station per year.
14 grand.
Right.
Hammond has 13, Highland has 3.
Looks like. I think 3 or 4, Highland has 3. They have North 5th, 81st, and...
Okay, and then the only paperwork we get from the HSD or the town of Highland is whether or not it's met the specifications as it pertains to the annual inspection from the Army Corps of Engineers.
Well, we'll go over. That's part of the presentation I'm going to do today. Since we have all the inspection reports in, I was going to show not only you, which I'm sure you guys have already seen it, but the general public and those listening, you know, weeks from now on the audio, how to get to those inspection reports to see what we're being graded upon and what really are the issues that we face.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Repay on the claims for this month? Be there or not, Mrs. Lambert, we have a motion and a second.
Thomas Lindsay?
Yes.
Anthony Broadneck?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellano?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes, paying the bills. All right, continue on, please, Mr. Repay, as it relates to your executive director's report / project tracker.
Right, so I'm just going to hit on a couple things. You know, we're towards the winding down for this year as far as actual projects that are in effect or that are live right now. Harrison Bridge being the biggest one for us right now. Harrison Bridge is still going forward. The estimated time of completion is the end of October. All things seem to be now hitting full stride. We still have some legal issues that we're going to work through our attorney to try to recoup some of the cost overruns due to the fact of third parties' issue. So long and short of it, we believe and we've been told and everything seems to be heading towards the end of October for Harrison Bridge to finally be complete. We talked about it briefly about Lake Station Levee, still working for and going towards and on pace to be bid out for the construction, the bid and the construction of the Lake Station Levee in 2020. That's the levee between the off ramp on 94 to Liverpool in Lake Station. Leaky, and Natalie told me that she wasn't going to be here, so I need to hit on it. The leaky wall issue behind the Munster Med Inn area, they have awarded the bid. They awarded it as of September 6th. They, the contractor, which I believe was Roush, has 180 days for them to complete that project. So they had a little bit of an issue with funding, but they have since resolve that. So between now and March 6th, Roush has the contract and they are going to finish it by that time. As far as Hart's Ditch and the issue near Wicker Park, they believe and they have told me that the modeling and the survey data will all be complete by the end of October and they will give us recommendations as to what to do at that time with that segment. And I'm going to, we'll show it up here because Commissioner Whitaker wasn't 100% familiar with location and we put it up on the GIS so that we can describe it. Actually, I probably can do it right now.
All right.
See, because I know how you like me to use these.
You should be getting real darn good at it. Hello.
So I got to move one of these so the public can see. So,
can we get the football game on this too?
I'm sure you could, but do you really want to watch the Bears in this bid? Pretty pathetic. So,
sorry.
The area in question, I still didn't figure out how to do all the drawing, but the golf course you see is on your right here, and this is the segment that we're speaking of. Ridge Road is roughly where it says Williams First Edition Amendment to the replat. That's roughly Ridge Road, and going north, which is going to the top of your screen, is with the area in question, especially the area on the right side. You can't necessarily see the levee itself, but it's the blue line that runs through the middle. What we have the problem is that the right side is higher than the left side, which would cause some difficulties under higher than normal circumstances. The Corps is doing modeling to make sure that, in fact, when we do make an adjustment, it's done right. If at all, they're going to come up with their recommendations. So if that makes somewhat sense to you as far as the size of... I'm zooming out now just so that you can even put yourself in a better... Light 94 is up there by the number 17, and it probably won't recirculate fast enough for me, but at least you have an idea of now where we're speaking about. So if there's any questions particularly about that, and that will be rediscussed at the later on the agenda under Burke. We'll go to my favorite topic, which is copper thieves, and last month, we had Grant West that was impacted. Early Saturday morning of Labor Day, we had Burr Street North impacted. They went into our backup generator. We believe they had gone into the transformer for NIPSCO.
Do you have those pictures?
I do not have the pictures.
Okay.
But I could put pictures up. I can put them up on my computer if you need them.
No, I mean, I thought it would be cool. I mean, show the pictures of an impact, because when somebody destroys the pump station, I wouldn't call it impact.
I'm trying to be... Here's my show and tell. This is just a small piece of what was recovered. We are able to figure out what we were able to tell, because our SCADA system lost connection early in the morning. And when that happens on a nice, dry day, it's either two things. The power is lost because of a car accident or something like that, or someone's trying to take your copper. So they had gone in and they turned off our power, and then they started to cut, and they went in and pried their way into our building. It notified our contractor, who is Glem, who is local. We have talked before that once that happens, that we are going to go there, and then we're going to call the police. And what happened was he arrived as the thieves were leaving. They took off when they saw his headlights. They left all the copper there for us. So that's a good thing. I think we came back with $3,400, $3,500 in copper that we have to just recycle. We got the person's tools, but they still did a bunch of damage. Part on that claims list was we have new Columbia lock and key, so we got new locks, we've got a new door, we have to pay an electrician to rewire it for 2 days, Caterpillar still needs to go out to check on the backup generator, and Glem is going to work. So for the last week and a half is really what we've been doing, is trying to get that station up and running, and I can tell you that it is up and running at this point. SCADA is working, the backup generator needs to be looked at, and we're going to have them look at it hopefully this Friday. So It's a mess, and it's something that I guess just it's the sign of the times. People need money, clearly. I can tell you that the folks from NIPSCO were happy, and they said it was a professional that did it, because they didn't really destroy the inner workings of our pump station. They just went to get the copper. And so, I mean, everything, all the panels were laid nicely to the side, and they had all the screws there for us to put it back together, and... But it's going to cost us a bunch of money to fix it, because that's just not something that's cheap. So
And what's the estimate now to fix it? Because, I mean, they're look at this, and they're heavy. There was probably how many coiled rolls of that all bound together, ready to get taken out?
There was more than a dozen coils, and each coil probably was 75 pounds. I think when they weighed it, and I don't have the receipt in front of me, but it's subject to anybody that wants to see it, I think we ended up with 1,200 pounds of wire that we turned in that we had to, you know, our choice was this, leave it there overnight, which that guy or people were going to come back and get it. What it was decided was while the police officer was there, we loaded it up into a back of a truck and got it out of there, and then the next morning we scrapped it. So it was, what, 1,200, 1,300 pounds of it? How many coils you figure that is? So it's about a dozen coils. They were all, you know, they cut through the fence. They didn't even go through the gate. Like I said, we had NIPS go out there all day Saturday, this past Saturday, putting in a new transformer. So that's really it. So we're going to take some security measures and try that way. I mean, the locks are going to help. The new door is going to help. But anybody that wants something bad enough is going to try to find a way to get into where these are. And so it's been, how many years has it been for us? 10+ years, and they haven't done this, and now it just seems like, you know, we've heard stories from NIPSCO and other entities of how daring and brazen, and they've taken stuff out of a Walgreens, an abandoned Walgreens store, where they tied it up to the bumper once they got in and just drove, and they pulled whatever was coming with it through the conduit, so... I don't know.
All right, and that's a critical station and handles what property?
It handles everything basically from Klein Avenue, so everything north of the river.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if I get it. I'm going to go have fun.
Yeah. Aerials are better.
You might as well use it, right?
Yeah. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. You go back
now,
to the aerial?
Now I need help from Jody because I'm going to get lost.
That's the negative side.
Is that? But is it going to get me across?
The plus sign then. One of the two, right?
I'm with you.
Up or down?
Jiggle it.
You don't want that. Am I going to have to move where the cursor? There you go. Keep going.
I forgot what you're showing me. Grand Street?
No, I'm going
to
show you Burr Street. It has to refresh. We need to invest in quicker internet. We just have to move this way. Yeah. Munster will accept it.
Can't touch the screen and move it.
No, we tried. We have to work on that's the next upgrade for $10,000.
How about a faster connection?
That may be, talk to Dave. We just got to go one more probably, if we can go, just if we can move it to here, that'd be good. That's fine.
Good.
We'll probably move a little bit that way, sorry.
All right, I forgot what we're doing again.
Stop. We don't always need comedy here.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. That's fine. Oops, go back. Stop. All right. So you guys aren't going to be able to see this, and I'm going to have to exit out of that one.
Because you just can go to Google Earth and do it, right?
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. It's still loading, so I'm going to have trouble. So you see Burr Street towards the right for the audience on the right last tenth of your screen, you see Burr Street. The pump station is located just to the north of you see where the river is, which is the double blue line. That's right here is where the station is. Oh, look at that. I drew a point. It takes in all of the water going all the way to Klein Avenue, which is right above your street view. Takes that all the way to the expressway. And then all the way back here to Clark Street is the water that all takes in. So It's a quite a big area, and as I mentioned before, that's also where the future casino is going to go, which will also take in to where this water is. So this is probably the most critical station, which is why we put the pump station there and the backup generator, so that if in the event that it goes down, but when we have thieves, it's kind of difficult to ask for that. So,
all right, so it's back up and running.
It's back up and running minus the backup generator, which needs to be reprogrammed because they must have done something that it doesn't allow it to kick on to. And the key is, we don't want the backup generator just to kick on when there's no power. We want the backup generator to kick on when there's no power, but the pumps are needed. And that's a big thing, because we just don't want to be jumped on when we don't need it running at all. So, anyways, on to the finishing, or the other aspect of my report. The reason why I put this website up, and Roman helps us a great deal with managing it, is because most everyone hasn't been here, needs better education on it, and lastly, it's to put the 2019 inspection reports and to go over those. So if you go on the left, you're going to see the gauges for the maps for our new water gauges. So from an aerial point of view, you can see now where they're all located. So if you don't know what, you know, the Maryville Turkey Creek 61st means to you, you can go on the map now, and you can go here, and you just punch it, and hopefully it will come, which it will, and then you just show it up, and this is how we know, you know, where things are and how the value is, just that easy. And that's how the public should be able to view that information as well. So clearly you see someplace there was a rain event of some sort that on the September 9th that caused the gauge to jump, what, five tenths of a foot. But on greater things, on greater events, you'll see down below on this one, you'll also see it. It's to what you're called, the U.S. To sea level, so the elevation standpoint. So we can use that also for help. I will show you the important thing, though. What I want to show you is the inspection report itself. So when you're out and about and you talk about what we got in trouble for and what was our problem, you would just need to click on the inspection report, which I hope will load for me, and it will. And you see on the top, all the documents are all the different studies that we've ever done in this commission. So if you wanted to go back and look back at the levee tieback project or the eyewall inspection or the Kennedy Avenue notice to bidders, it's all here. But what for this purpose, it's inspection reports for all the ones to the left, which is Hammond, Forest Avenue, Gary, North Gary South, Griffith, NDOT, and then the Katie Marsh, which is on to your right. So I will show you probably the fastest one to load, and Lori's here, so she'll enjoy it, is Forest Avenue. It's one of the smaller ones, some of the smaller segments. So you will see this is the typical report that we get. And I'll get it. This is going to be boring. So this is our sign-in for all the people that showed up, that everyone's got to sign in when you go. I have to put together a pre-inspection form as far as what maintenance I have done or this commission has done on the course of this project. So they take that all into account, and they inspect to make sure that we've done everything that we said we're doing. So these are just general instructions as to what you can expect when you go in through it. And I really don't. And this is the start now of the inspection report. So you see operation and maintenance manuals. You see the rating A. A means that we have everything, and that's what it says. Emergency supplies, and you read it across. So this is what we're being graded upon. This is our grade. The rating guidelines as to why we are what we are, and then the remarks. Remarks are, City of Hammond has ready inventory of flood fighting material. And I'm going to get to the pictures because I know IU grads like pictures. So when it gets to here, for instance, we're grading levee embankments. You will notice under the remarks that it has a... You're asking me to do a whole bunch. No, it's all right.
Well, walk up there and read it.
I am. How about that? Even a Ball State grad can do it once in a while. Chirp, chirp. So, anyways, on the far right, you see the picture numbers, the picture numbers that correspond with it. So you'll see poor sod on Riverside, and later on we'll see that. We're not going to spend all day on this, but we'll try to get there. This one's levee embankments, and we'll get to pump stations. So here's the pictures that correspond with it. So they want us to remove those group of four trees next to the Holman Avenue Bridge. And like I said, the reason why I chose Forest Avenue because it's the smallest one. When you start to get into Gary North, Gary South, those are a couple hundred page inspection reports. And I just didn't want to sit here all day, you guys looking at me, and we're doing this. They want us to remove the trees that are next to the pump station. There's a couple evergreen trees that they think is too close to the pump station, so they want those removed. I mean, that's been on the report for a long time. Hammond doesn't necessarily want to cut them, but, you know, that's just something that we'll decide between us and Hammond. If you remember, we did Forest after the fact, meaning the houses were already built, we rehabbed it, these things were already there. This is a pool house next to Dombrowski's house, if you remember that name. So we already have filed for a petition on that, and so what my job is then is to take that appeal and say, look, this is already built, we're not going to change a pool house, because it would have cost us too much money to purchase. There's a utility cabinet up there. So you're getting the point of where that all is. And in this case, in the bottom picture, he has stones were placed in the levee. So it technically, in their world, that is not acceptable. So they want us to relocate off the levee. So when you see minimally acceptable, that is the type of stuff. Now remember, we were graded on this after one of the major rain events, so there was a lot of debris and trees on the side of the bank, so we got, you know, buzzed for that. So I think this is going to be levy, and we're still levy. So you get the point on those. I want to get to pump stations. These are actually the discharge pipes for the pump station. They want to make sure that those are clean. There's some debris in it. So the action item is clean. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but it's something for everyone to read, and that's why you look through these. Flood walls, same difference, same grades. You know, this was put in back in the 80s. They cited us for this these weeds or flowers that are growing along the wall, and so they want us to cut them. Same thing here, those abrevites, if that's what I forgot what they're called. This is a double sheet pile wall. You can see the one side on the left and one side on the right, and this is right at the area where if you take 175th and you run it right into Forest Avenue.
73rd,
thank you, Lori. The pump station for Hammond Sanitary is right over that little roof there that you can see. Yeah, you're right. Is it the minus?
It's mini minus.
Yeah.
It's mini minus.
So these are just some of the things. This is the this is the little enclosure that they have on the state line for the logs, the stop logs that we have. So one of them was a little bit crooked, so they wanted us to fix that.
What about the big crack there? Holy cow!
Well, that's a top piece of the actual sheet pile. So they want us, of course, to weld that closed. I think I know someone that can do that.
You got a guy?
Got a guy, yeah. Right?
A guy.
We got a guy. I think we got a guy. There's a guy that we know. No, not the copper thief. So I'm going to go. We're going to go to.
That was put in the 80s, you said, right? Because they did the first two in Gary on the east side, and then they jumped over and did.
Hammond did this all by themselves.
Yeah.
Hammond did this because they were tired of flooding and the city attorney lived over there and everyone else lived over there. And that's what happened. And they built it, that flood wall is at 602 or 603, where it really calls for level protection of like 598, 599 in that area. So they overbuilt it, but they built it. And that's why we had to get the support. Now we're moving on to pump stations, just so you know, because you look at things that we need to do. And this, the conduit is just sticking out a little bit. They want us to enclose the conduit.
Where is it?
This is at the pump station at 173rd and Forest. Sorry, I'm still battling my cold. And then the roof has some peeling up there on top. The ceiling tile was there. They want the vent to be cleaned.
But they can't fix the wall.
I'm just reporting what I want to report here. Repaint the pump station. This is the spillway off of the pump station just off of Holman Avenue. You see they're starting to get some cracks there. They want us to seal the cracks and watch for further. We've already sealed this a few years back. That station receives a lot of action. And, I mean, you get the point. But, I mean, I just wanted to get through these inspections to give you an idea, to get the public. There's some leaves and trash in the fence that's actually a trash rack they wanted us to clean. Mind you, again, we just got done with some storms, so, I mean, this could have been cleaned and then, you know, a matter of whatever it is. But anyways, you get the point now, and so our overall grade was minimally acceptable, which is what you'll get when you have some issues, so.
Whoa.
That is it. That's all I have, but I wanted you to go through that as part of my report because some people don't go to our website, and some people, let's see if I can mess this up.
And we get these reports every year, and they're posted from all the years that we've got them, and this is the tracking mechanism. Of course, we have to meet all of this stuff, because if this stuff isn't met, that's where all the paperwork starts, where everybody's going to have to go back to having to pay mandatory flood insurance, which we're against. So it's pretty straightforward. It's the government, so we're cleaning leaves and
but no one's really no one's really done this before. No one's probably seen our pumps and our stations. So I figure, you know, since that it's September and we sort of celebrate the anniversary of the flood, this is what grades us, and this is the independent person that comes in and checks to make sure that we're doing what we do. And John Grabowski is
love it.
We have to meet with him and several other staff as a closeout meeting to make sure that all the things that we are saying are true and accurate.
So down on the main page, it had a sort of a split screen, so to speak. All of the 2019 inspections were at the bottom. And
oh, you want this one?
All of the other documents were at the top.
This one?
Yeah, would previous inspections be in the top half or something?
I think they're on the bottom where they're.
Oh, okay.
They're here. They're all down here. So if you want to see inspections, ever since we've gotten inspections, you can see them for every year. And, you know, some issues transcend and go year to year just because, you know, like the weed that's growing there. You're going to spend whatever you're going to spend to cut down a weed or a tree. But you can go back year to year, see the transmittal letters, see where we are and where we were. If you look down at 213 on 2013, Hammond's Engineering Assessment, Marshalltown, I believe those still yet hadn't been turned over to us at the time. Those are still when 7 and 8 were still active. So you really couldn't inspect them at that time. So just in the event that anyone, like I said, is listening on on our audio, or you have friends and they say, well, I want to see what you guys, you know, why you get good graded, there's your grade. And that's why we're paying Hammond and Highland the reimbursement.
You know, and that's outstanding. And maybe one idea is that with all those years, make an asterisk on the 1 year when we're finally done with everything and everything was certified. Because remember, going back to 14, 15, you know, and before, one, we had no money, and then two, we still hadn't finished the project.
It was 17 when we got everything acceptable. So. But you get it where there's where everything is here. I mean, you can like I said, when I just text Roman and I find something new that I want to put out there, he puts it on there for me. For instance, one of the new things, we have the hunting permit, which we used to get a bunch of phone calls for because they want to hunt on our property, which is legal to do. You know, Jody was answering calls left and right as to, you know, can I hunt, so we just put it on there. Here's the Lake Michigan water level, the link to that, so you can see it's now his historical level. We can go to the aerial photograph here of...
That's cool.
Yeah, if you want to play it, we can go play it. But this is of Deep River at the thing. And
this is railroad crossing.
Rick, that's Garcia doing it.
He's flying?
Well, he's not flying. I don't trust him. So, but his son was. He's licensed to do it. I'm sorry, I'm taking away the picture. But if you haven't seen this before, but it everything on our website. And if you think there needs to be something on there that we forgot, by all means, put it up there or ask us, and we'll be happy to do it. This is supposed to be information as opposed to, you know, a bunch of people just talking about rumors.
So when you're talking about the railroad project in Hobart, there you go.
Yeah, this is it. And this is the parking lot that we are going to pave. You see all the trucks and stuff that are on it. That was a part of the agreement that we were going to do it. And so it received some damage, and that's what it is. So maybe we'll do this for every project. There's a canoe launch down there on the bottom.
But the best part about this, in my opinion, is that you're going to have this out here for a long time, even after we're all gone, to see what happened, and it makes it very easy to do it with a picture as opposed to listening to us yammer on the audio.
Especially me, right?
Chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp.
All right.
That's it. That's my report.
That's your report. Yes, all right.
Make a comment on that report.
Okay.
And it's an excellent report. This would be a great tool for marketing. For recreation and for development for all of North of Indiana. Just want to compliment you on that. Very good. I'm just surprised.
I'll tell you what, Jody was the one helping because I was sweating bullets as to what my report was going to be, and she said, why don't you show the report on the internet? So I go, that's a great idea. We could utilize the TVs that Bill makes fun of us about.
Right.
And you're learning how to use golf clubs.
Well, I don't know. Let's
2 years later.
That's not good.
So, hey, I have a question with regards to the project tracker. So, for this year, as we're winding up the construction season, maybe just do a quick overview of all the things that were completed this year.
Completed...
finished.
Is Marshalltown Levee. They're going to be complete here soon. There was one low spot that they have told me that they're going to fix this week. The pedestrian crossing, I'm not going in any specific order, pedestrian crossing with at Chase Street that we added that bridge, Clark Street, and that up and over aspect has been completed as well. I might need to go to the back.
Painting stems and gearboxes.
We're finishing that right now. I just met out with Pangier on Monday or Tuesday. They had a couple questions out on how to get to some of these places, but that was actually a part of the inspection report that they cited us for. That said that we need to paint them because they're starting to wear and tear, and they won't working. So we did that. Gary North, Gary South is all what it is. We've already completed Gary North and Gary South. We've paved Hammond, the levee by the BMV. And, you know, we're progressing in, you know, I'm trying now that Natalie isn't here to talk about the mitigation of that you brought that up. But the mitigation is steaming along with in Hobart. We're at $4.5 million spent. We have just according to their report, another less than $1 million to spend before this is complete. It will be complete in 2022 because of all the monitoring that has to occur. And then the in-project mitigation, which is just off of Chase Street and 35th, that is halfway complete of a $777,000 project. So we're looking at one additional year. I believe that's going to be complete in 2023 because of the monitoring.
Okay. Any
Any other questions for Mr. Repay on what's going on in the world of flood control in LiCal? No? Moving right along. Other issues, new business.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the Executive Director to seek proposals and to enter into a contract for the installation of surveillance and security systems at various pump stations in an amount not to exceed $150,000.
Second.
All right, discussion of a motion and a second. So, Dan, explain what we're talking about here.
As we, as I talked about earlier, the fact that our SCADA system alerts us now, but it takes 15 minutes before it alerts us, we've suffered immense loss as far as dollar amounts to these pump stations, and the value of these pump stations to the community is undescribable. It is recommended that we are going to try to get some cameras. We may not catch them there, but we will at least hopefully get a picture, a license plate, a something. You know, having these things down is also susceptible to us having the equipment and the material. I mean, some of these cables are not readily available. It takes a couple days to get to them. So this will hopefully prevent or at least catch whoever's doing this, because I would tell you that my guess is that this station, Burn North, will cost us between $40,000 and $50,000 when it's all said and done.
All right, now, how many pump stations are there? All of them? Is this for, or just which ones? Specific ones? Which? How do you find that?
There's 7 pump stations that we were responsible for. My recommendation is to do 4, which are the Grant East, Grant West, Burn North, Burn South, because they're the most used, most valuable.
From the flood control perspective.
From a flood control perspective. Broadway, Ironwood aren't utilized to their potential. They may have been overbuilt by the Corps. So the runtime on those are minimal, if any, 0. And the only iffy one is 32nd in Cleveland, which is where we farm by the truck stops. The value to a scrapper would be it's a long run of cable between our pump station and the street. So if they can get it, there's quite a bit there. The value to us, if it's down, we're gonna flood a farm field. It's not gonna flood residents, businesses, people. So it's 4 for sure, potentially 5 depending on the cost.
And what's the difference between these pump stations that you just mentioned and those that are controlled by the town of Highland and the ones from Hammond Sanitary District, considering that has higher density population?
Sure. They have a staff of people that work 24 hours a day. They have SCADA system, but they also have staff on duty that monitor the pumps, whether rain or snow or whatever. So they're visiting those pumps in the middle of the night where we don't have that. Unless you wanted to hire someone to monitor pumps 24 hours, that's the only other option that you would have. But that's the difference. You see the Hammond sanitary trucks if you're in Hammond or Munster, and you see the trucks always zipping around wondering whether, well, they're always monitoring. Even though they have a central station at their sanitary district that monitors the activity, they get in-person readings.
Understood. But we're and I'll let anybody ask questions, but you're still gathering proposals of different options. We're
correct.
Still going to see those before we go to contract on anything.
That is correct. And we're going to get different levels of protection. Maybe just cameras, maybe there's something better out there, but the contractors that I'm speaking with are contractors that work with other large corporations with high asset value targets that have had this happen to them.
So, Mr. Chairman, the motion stated says to seek proposals and enter into a contract. So are we actually approving a motion to enter into a contract? Or you just said something about seeking additional proposals? Or
so the way
does this
it was,
action did not need to come back to us before it can be
right,
completed?
The way it was explained to me was I was going to go get proposals and get different tiers of security. You guys choose on an email or whatever communication and we'll make that. We don't have to make what we're going to do public, because then now, guess what, everyone that wants to know will know. And then you guys will decide.
That's not transparent, though.
Well, so the not to exceed is just a number. And like you said, different tiers. We might get a proposal that covers all seven.
For less than that.
Okay. So we're not hamstringing ourselves. Okay.
Mr. Wicklund, do we have to do any modifications in this public sector thing to...
No, not in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on this motion in a second?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
So going back to Anthony's last point about, you know, it could be potentially all seven, you know, it could be covered within the $150,000, which I'm concerned about more so Ironwood and Marshalltown, even because they're sort of in, I wouldn't consider them isolated areas, but somewhat isolated areas as opposed to Grand East and West. And Bird North and South is definitely an isolated area. So if in the event, you know, in the event that maybe more bells and whistles on the ones for Bird North and South, which and Grand Street East and West, which certainly are more critical in operation, I wouldn't say in nature, but certainly in operation, as opposed to the ones at Ironwood and Marshalltown, which are very critical in nature because of there are nearby residents that could be impacted by it. If there is something, because we would hate to find out that, of course, you would get a notification right away, even for Ironwood and Marshalltown, but we, of course, would hate to, in the event that we didn't get notification and, you know, there was missing wiring or we just had the opportunity to perhaps see some unusual activity and it didn't trigger anything, but we don't have any surveillance. And so that's,
the way I look at it, I'm going to take them to all stations, Ironwood, yeah. Marshalltown, I'm going to take them to everything and explain to the contractors, this is what the plan is. So they're going to give us different levels there. I mean, Marshalltown, there is technically illegal activity with horseback riding that occurs on the levee.
On a regular basis.
But isn't something that impacts us, but it will ultimately impact the levee because it's going to damage the pavement that we just put down. To his point, or some people possibly scoping things out. You don't know what's going on. But my goal is it's going to take them to every station and then give us an option and say, this is what I think is acceptable or needed, and then you guys are going to pick. It's going to be, this is what you think is what the level of protection you need.
Okay, I just want to make sure they just weren't going to...
No, I'm going to all seven of them.
Okay, yeah, and if something can be done to accommodate, like I said, at least on the surveillance level, that would be helpful. I think we'll be surprised at what we see.
I think I would be.
All right, any other discussion on the motion and second? Either or none, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schlitzky.
Yes.
Anthony Rodnick.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LeVon
Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes, ma'am. All right, next up.
Mr. Chairman, I want to make a motion to award a contract to Walsh & Kelly in the amount of $49,797 to mill and pave the Hobart Rugby parking lot, which was used for staging during the construction of CFER Bridge 434.97.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, discussion, Mr. Repay.
This was initially part of the contract that we had, the contractor doing the bridge. We removed it because we needed them to get out of there for Hobart. Hobart had some events that they needed that parking lot for, so we assumed the parking lot. That was a part of our agreement with them. You saw what it was being used for in that video, so.
Well-timed.
Yeah.
And we went through the process. Did we get bids and do all those kind of stuff? We come up with this number.
We saw proposals from three companies, which is for something less than $125,000. That's all you really need to do. All three are licensed to do work in the city of Hobart.
And this was low bid?
Low bid.
And it's going to go through the regular scope of legal, what's that, Mr. Wickman?
Review. Subject to legal review.
Okay. Motion and second. Any other discussion?
So that is just normal, but legal review. Okay.
Mrs. Lambert?
Tom Schlinky?
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
Yes.
Derek Roberts?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Levon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes, ma'am. I'm moving right along.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to table the leaf compost agreement with Lake County Solid Waste Management District.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Mr. Repay.
Currently, we have an agreement, or it's now been a little bit past due, but we have an agreement with Lake County Solid Waste to take their leaves from various communities. They do it, and they make a compost pile, and they sell the dirt, and I think there's some questions and some changes we're going to make to the agreement.
Okay, so we're going to table that for later. So, any other discussion on that? There's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert?
Tom Schlinky?
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
Yes.
Derek Hendricks?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Levon Whitaker?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right, moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Christopher Burke Engineering Proposal for Levee Overflow Section at Wicker Park Golf Course for the amount of $54,500.
Yeah. Second. Motion and second. Mr. Repay.
This has been a very fluid project. Yeah, no pun intended. With a lot of varying different directions that we could go with it. The Army Corps will not be done with their analysis of this issue where we showed the picture over there at Wicker Park until end of October. We believe it puts us in a vulnerable spot with the neighborhood, that it being it's a little bit larger or a little bit taller on the Wicker Park side. So this would be a way or an avenue that the board, if they choose, to have them look at the engineering and the model of what's going to come out to be and see if we can have a corrective action. It's one of the troublesome areas that we're going to have during a high flow or high rain event in our system.
All right, any discussion as it relates to that from the board? We know what we're doing. We've got to do something. We can't wait for the government to wait and move along. We're going to figure out and what is available, what we can get done now. So this is going to be the start of that process.
To that point, Mr. Chairman, I guess maybe for the public's benefit, that is the other option, is to wait for the Corps to design it, 408 process, blah, blah, blah. It goes all the way to Washington, D.C., and it's probably taking over a year before we even get a design.
I mean, leaky walls 2 years right now. I'm sure there's interested parties sitting behind me. I mean, there was a lot of different ways we could have done this. We could have just gone and cut it open ourselves, which we've been subject to the Corps being very angry with us. We could go this way. We could wait for the Corps. You know, we could have bid out for engineering services for this. That's your guys' choice, and I think this is just needs to be done because this is one of those issues that you're going to know. Early on when I started this job, is where are your weaknesses, where are your pinch points? This is one area that we know that we have to watch. It will come early in the system and in the event. So
it's a study that will give us
a design.
Okay, so we will get a design out of this. Okay.
Any other discussion on this one? Mrs. Lambert?
Tom Schlinky?
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
Yes.
Derek Hendricks?
Yes.
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Levon
Whitaker? Yes.
William Baker?
Yes, ma'am. All right, moving right along, my favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to help us with this, come up to the microphone, state your name and rank and serial number, and let's go. Man, scares me. All right. I'm liking it. Next meeting is, believe it or not, in October 9th, which is always the second Wednesday. Check the website as far as the location, and I'll entertain a motion.
So moved to adjourn.
Second.
All right, thank you for showing up. Remember what day it is, folks, and it's also an anniversary of that, so let's always remember we have to work as a community. Thanks a lot.